You are listening to Robert and Rachel Zink, Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaches. The following is the audio from a recent YouTube video. Check out Law of Attraction Solutions on YouTube for the visual content to this audio. Keep soaring high.
You got this. Manifest the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health that you depend upon. Manifest miracles. Hi, everyone. Robert Zink, Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. We are absolutely thrilled to have you with our channel. I want to remind you that we have an incredible Facebook page going, and it is growing like wildfire. There's some intense conversations. I'm participating. I'm answering as many questions as I can. So if you haven't joined, it's Law of Attraction Secrets. That's Law of Attraction Secrets, and we'll put the link right down below. Okay, you got this. Manifest miracles. You know, when you look inside yourself and you clear out the pain and some of the hurt from the past, and you decide that you are going to live your life for you and for your legacy. Because each one of us here on this planet will leave a legacy. Now, you may say, well, most people don't leave a legacy. They do. It's just so unnoticeable that nobody ever remembers the legacy, or it has no effect, or it has very little effect on the future. But why not commit to leaving a legacy of abundance, leaving a legacy of love, leaving a legacy of nurturing and life? You know, there's all kinds of positive things that you can wrap yourself around and you can get involved in and you can create. Now, as you decide to live your life for yourself and your own legacy, you're going to find that resistance is going to mount. Sometimes it mounts, but that's okay because you have the key. The key is your uniqueness. You see, you're no longer living it for the Joneses. You're no longer living it for your parents. You're living it for yourself. And you are living your life on purpose. And that is the golden key to opening the door to unbelievable love, wealth, and abundance. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. I cannot believe in my own journey how much wealth I built three different times. But the last time, it was like that. Once I decided I wasn't trying to win over the past, I wasn't trying to convince other people, I was going to live my life for me and my legacy. Once I decided that I wasn't too old, that I wasn't out of step, that I was right on time, I mean, money became easy to manifest. Abundance became easy to manifest. I attracted the love of my life into my life, and I'm looking at her right now. She's absolutely beautiful. I have a beautiful little boy. And here's what happens. Here's what happens. When you become successful, as you start climbing the ladder of success, as you start moving to the top of the mountain, soaring high like a beautiful eagle, as everything begins to flow for you, all those people down there are either going to be congratulating you or they're going to be jealous and envious of you. They're going to be critical of your success. And you hear this all the time. And so if you choose to say, well, I don't want these people critical of my success, Robert. I don't want people that I loved or used to love or friends to turn against me. So then you choose the other path, the path of living for them, living their rules, living their way. You choose that path. And you say, I'll do it this way. I'll fit right in. And guess what? People will still talk bad about you. They'll talk bad about you if you're at the top of the mountain, and they will talk bad about you if you're buried underneath the mountain. It doesn't make a difference. It's the nature of people. And it's sad, but it's true. It's one of the reasons why the world is going through a shift right now. So you can choose the path of failure. Try to make everybody happy. Try to please everyone. Can you imagine making a spaghetti sauce? I'm Italian, so can you imagine making a spaghetti sauce? And everybody that walks into the kitchen says, well, I think it needs a little bit more salt. And somebody else walks in, it needs more of this. Somebody else walks in, it needs more thyme. Somebody else walks in, it needs a big bay leaf. And pretty soon, 20 people have contributed to that sauce, and it tastes terrible because you didn't create your masterpiece. You didn't do it your way. And so everybody has suggestions on how you should live your life. And if you're willing to listen to everybody's suggestions, you will find that you will dilute your uniqueness, you'll dilute your power, and you will dilute your ability to manifest miracles in your life. High flyers, the late Wayne Dyer used to say, if you're looking for a reason to be offended, you can always find one. You can always find a reason to be offended by something someone says or does or believes. Look at what is going on in the world today. A person wears a red hat into a Starbucks that simply says, make America great again. And people are going off on this individual, calling him a Nazi, until he took off his cap and showed his yarmulke. He was Jewish. But we can always find reasons to be offended. We can find people that dress different than us, that look different than us. Their skin color is different than ours. We can always find reasons to be offended. But there's never any real excuse, honestly. So stop being offended by everybody and just focus on your own goals, your own dreams, and your own vibration. Live your own life on purpose. Follow your own path. Because look, you're never coming this way again. You may believe in reincarnation, and that's all fine and well, but it won't be the same place. This is your time. Look, think about this. If you have people in your life that you've hurt, ask for their forgiveness one time. And if people have hurt you, give them your forgiveness. I didn't say you had to be their best friend, but you don't have to be offended. You don't have to be angry anymore. You don't have to live in pain anymore. You can clear out all that pain. Go through some old pictures of people. And if you get angry, oh, I remember when this person did this to me. Forgive them. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Bring them forgiveness. Bring them healing. And move on with your life. Live your life on purpose. You know, everybody has an opinion on how you should live your life. But the one thing that you must be willing to do is you must be willing to take risks. You must be willing to take risks. And what is the biggest risk? The biggest risk is that other people are going to say, I told you so. Why didn't you just go out and get a job? Why did you marry that so-and-so? I tried to tell you, but you wouldn't listen. That's the risk. You don't want to hear that. And so you avoid taking risks in your life. You avoid attracting the abundance you desire, the money you crave, and the health you depend upon. You avoid it because you don't ever want to hear that criticism. High flyers, welcome to the Mistake Club. You're going to make mistakes, but there is no failure. It's never too late to reach the top of the mountain. Now is your time. So write this down. This is my life, and I don't give a damn about what you think about my path and the direction I'm taking. This is my life, and I don't give a damn about what you think about the direction I am taking with my life. Write it down. Put it in bold. Put it where you can see it. And every time you feel that fear coming over you, you know, that fear like, oh, I'm doing something that is kind of out of my box, out of my norm. Look at that. Your fear isn't just failure. Your fear is what people will say if you do, but you're not going to. You can't. It's impossible to fail. Did you know that? It's impossible to fail. Failure is just feedback. It's just the universe telling you, do it a little bit more this way next time, and you'll be fine. Change this. Modify this. Okay, there it is. You have the power to manifest incredible amounts of money, love and abundance, and health and vitality into your life by following your own path and your own direction. Have a great day because you absolutely deserve it. And remember to come and visit us at our Facebook page, Law of Attraction Secrets. We'll put the link right down below. Bye-bye now.